Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly member Jesse Bjorkman, representing District 3 in Ekiski, announced his intention to challenge for the Senate District D seat encompassing the central Kenai Peninsula, including Ekiski, Hope, and Moose Pass, a seat currently held by incumbent Senate President Peter Michicki. The Republican candidate spoke with KSRM saying,
"I'm running for the Alaska State Senate to ensure that the Kenai Peninsula is represented in the legislature by someone who is responsive and has a proven track record of providing results for working families. The Kenai Peninsula must be a great place for folks of all ages to live, work, and play. We need a growing economy that supports freedom-loving, hard-working Alaska families. Alaska's roads, communities, and schools need to be safe, effective, and accountable."
Bjorkman says that Alaska's economy needs to be free to ensure opportunity for Alaskans to shape worthwhile and satisfying lives for themselves and their families.
"I also will work hard to secure a robust oil industry and promote clean extraction of critical minerals through mining. Alaska must find ways to add value to our resources, grow our economy, and support good jobs for hardworking Alaskans. I believe that Alaska's leaders must value maximum personal liberty and the responsibilities that accompany it."
He promotes his track record as assembly member.
"I've sponsored and passed legislation that made borough elections more secure and transparent. I also fought to protect your Second Amendment rights by declaring the Kenai Peninsula Borough a Second Amendment sanctuary."
Bjorkman speaks on advocating to reopen schools and relieve COVID-19 restrictions during the 2020-2021 school year.
"I spearheaded community meetings, successfully rallying the public to fight to get our kids back in school. I was able to deliver results."
Bjorkman joins incumbent Senate President Peter Michicki and Tuckerman Babcock, who both are certified candidates with the Division of Elections in the race for District D. The Soldano City Council passed a resolution that provides for up to $25,000 from the COVID-19 Relief Special Revenue Fund to the Alaska Children's Institute for the Performing Arts, also known as the Triumvirate Theater, for the purpose of producing an outdoor community theater production at Soldano Creek Park this summer. Last summer, the theater utilized a $55,000 grant to produce a free outdoor community production of The Little Mermaid, which ran for 2 weekends in Soldano Creek Park. Councilmember Justin Ruffridge said,
"Unfortunately, to provide such an event costs some dollars. Last year we had some CARES funds that were available and were surprised by the outpouring of support for that event. So at the request of Mr. Rizzo and myself, we are requesting the potential to grant funds up to $25,000 for the purpose of producing a outdoor community production. The goal of that is to make a sustainable operation through the fact that we will ask for remuneration in the amount of a pay what you can model. So this is still free for those that want to come and see the show. However, donations are accepted, and this will help keep our costs down."
Joe Rizzo with Triumvirate Theater believes having these community productions will be beneficial.
"This is a great opportunity, as was mentioned, for us to see how much this will cost. We've already, obviously cut this budget down immensely. Triumvirate, for our part, we really, we just don't want to lose any money on it. We don't want to make any money on it, but we don't want to lose any money on it. Especially right now, we can't really afford to take that chance. So we're asking the city to partner with us."
Resolution 2022-010 passed the Soldano City Council.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.